Welcome to Make a Yacht News Radio, the first and longest running podcast series dedicated to the large yacht industry. Hosted by Diane Byrne, the editor of MegaYachtNews.com, we feature conversations with engaging and inspiring people in yachting, from shipyard CEOs to designers, from yacht managers to young entrepreneurs, and yes, even owners. You'll learn how they got into yachting, how they're building better businesses, and especially how they're helping people like you get more enjoyment out of the yachting lifestyle.
Welcome, everyone. Back in 2004, two ambitious young men in Italy created Hot Lab, a yacht design studio with equally big ambitions. Fast forward to today, and Hot Lab has grown not only to have nearly a dozen people under its roof, but also to have clients and primarily fully custom yachts on the water and in build around the world. Additionally, and importantly, Hot Lab focuses on more than superyacht decor. The studio's tagline is Architecture for Voyagers, so that lends a little insight into the difference there. For more on what the essence of Architecture for Voyagers is, Antonio Romano, who co-founded Hot Lab with Enrico Lumini, is here with us today. Antonio is going to share details along with how the studio landed its first yacht contract, which is a great story, I promise you, and how the studio got to where it is today. So, Antonio, welcome to Mega Yacht News Radio.
Oh, thank you, Diane. Nice to hear you. I'm honored to be here.
Let's get into it. I always like to start with how people end up in creative careers. Design certainly is creative, and yacht design is even more creative, I would say. So tell us how you first got interested in design and then how yacht design became your focus.
Oh, I think that is a quite interesting story. First of all, I have to say it was long, long, long time ago. So I remember still as it was right now that when I was at high school, in the afternoon especially, instead of doing part of my homework, I was taking care about drawings, motorbikes. So I make a lot of drawings regarding motorbikes, about profile, designing, perspective, and so on and so on. So one day, reading Motorbike Magazine, of course, internet was maybe still not invented or something like that, talking about the middle of the 90s, early 90s. So let's try to send this drawing, these sketches to a motorbike company. So I tried. And the marketing director of this company, he was so kind to reply to me. And he said, okay, not bad. You have a talent about that. But maybe, you are just 15 years old, 16 maximum. You shall follow some school to increase your skill and to learn a proper work. So he suggested me to attend to an industrial design course. So it's what I've done, 2 years later. I starting and to study in Rome, in La Sapienza University, on industrial design course. Over there was absolutely interesting, but the funny part, the most interesting part, was on the last year, when Gianni Zuccon, that I consider as the master of the yacht, Italian design especially, he was one of my professors, one of my teachers. And with him, I've done the first, examination regarding to design a wheelhouse. And also with him was the first time that I visited a shipyard in my life. So we went to close to Forlì to visit the Ferretti Yacht facilities. So spending 2 days over there, it was extremely interesting. And over there I realized, not a bad industry, it's not a bad work. At the end, you're putting together the industrial design together with the architectural, together with other knowledge. So it could be interesting. So in few words, I spent a couple of months in his studio as a sort of stage. After that, I moved to Milano for, again, working into an industrial design company. And over there, I met my actual partner, Enrico. So it was a coincidence from one point of view. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fabulous. I mean, talk about the universe kind of the universe, moving in the right direction for you. That's great.
And by the way, I didn't bought any motorbike until 2 months ago.
Oh, wow.
My first one, I was also with Vespa Time by Time. The first one I just bought a couple of months ago. Imagine.
Wow. Well, delayed gratification is better than none.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So as I mentioned in the introduction too, the story of how Hot Lab got its first yacht contract is so interesting. I absolutely loved it. So why don't you share that too?
Yeah, also that was, again, long time ago. But let's say we were in this office, let's say in this very small product design office, product design studio. So the plan was to go to attend to the Genoa Boat Show. At that time, Genoa Boat Show was for sure the biggest boat show in the industry, was bigger than Cannes, was very popular. And we went there with the idea maybe to design, I don't know, something for some supplier, from a chair to a steering wheel to other object, let's say, but just for a supplier. We didn't have any intention to think to design an entire yacht. So in a few words, we take the first train in the morning, and of course, we book the last train of the evening. No money at that time for staying in Genoa even for one single night. So we went there after, let's say, maybe, I don't know, 4 hours, 5 hours, until, let's say, around the boat show, and knocking to the doors, we can say, of many suppliers, any positive reply for anybody. But now I will understand, because, of course, you are in a boat show for selling your products, first of all. So at the end, I said to Enrico, I never been on board in my life. I never been on board. So I want to have a look on a yacht, let's say. So we went, let's say, in front of a stand, of a boat of a shipyard called Raffelli. So the hostess at the entrance, she was very kind to let us go inside. And we start to talk about what you do, what you don't. So we are architect, we are designer. And she say, oh, interesting. You know, our boss is searching for a designer just now. Oh, really? Have you done so yachts before? Of course, we have done plenty. Are you kidding? So in few words, she was so kind to organize the meeting over there during the boat show. And we have, let's say, 1 hour before going to the train, before getting the last train. So we've done this meeting. We succeeded in giving a very good impression. And by the way, I was maybe 23 years old, 22, something like that, and Enrico even younger. So we gave a good impression. And it make us a test for designing the interior of the brand new 70-foot called Ontera. So taking care about the interior. We won the challenge. We won the challenge at the time. And I still remember that we get paid, if I can talk about money, around 7,000 euros for the entire project. We were the happiest people on earth. With that money, yeah, we bought a couple of laptop and maybe one phone with a fax. And that's it. But that's how we started. And if you, and then we start to show the project everywhere, to the magazine especially, and so on. So, but it was the first contract done.
That's a pretty big contract too. A 70-footer, your first time out. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You guys were very bold, very bold.
Yeah, it was incredible. It was incredible. At that time, again, 70-foot was quite an quite a big deal. For was the biggest of the shipyard at that time. And years later, I think that I discovered that even Nuvolari and Lena almost start from the same shipyard, from the same facilities. So interesting.
Wow, yeah. It sounds like the shipyard was very welcoming for sure for newcomers. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's important. Yeah, it's very important. I think it's very easy for those of us who've been in the industry a long time to sort of prioritize the experienced designers, the experienced shipyards, et cetera. But if we're being honest with ourselves, we all started at some point where we didn't know anything.
Correct.
About a boat. We really barely even knew that the pointy end was called the bow.
Correct.
So it's important to be able to welcome the newcomers. And
yeah, but usually, you know, a design studio usually start, a designer open up his own studio after a collaboration of 10, 20 years, maybe sometime, together with another senior designer, you know. In our case was, let's say, we were a bit arrogant maybe, or I don't know, we didn't thought so much about what we can, about the challenges. And too young to die, let's say, and we've done it.
Yeah, outstanding. I love it. It's good to be bold.
Yeah.
Definitely good to be bold. So tell us also about your company philosophy, the architecture for Voyagers idea. I really like the way that you phrase that because it gives a pretty vivid impression, I would say. But in your mind, what does it mean to you and to your team? And what do you want it to convey?
Interesting question. Let's say that architecture for Voyager, yes, we can consider as our own philosophy. So a yacht, let's say, is a very complex object. Let's say it's not an house, it's not a villa, it's not a car, it's not a plane. So we have considered this object as a unique, let's say, architecture that is floating. So we need to consider about the safety, first of all, about the luxury on board, the spaces, the comfort, the exterior line, something that to be beautiful, let's say, right now, but even in 3 years or 6 years, maybe when you're going to resell the yacht. So it's very complex. So putting all together these elements, so talking about the interior and the combination between the interior spaces with the exterior is very crucial. So when you design from an interior design point of view, beautiful, let's say, area with a lot of sunlight and natural lights, it means that you want to have bigger window. But of course, you need to consider, of course, even in the exterior space, having bigger windows sometimes doesn't match so well with a sporty line or with a good-looking line. So this is the thing. We consider the yacht as a unique object. We don't divide anymore between exterior and interior. But we take care as a single object. And also, we try to be as much clean as possible, especially into the exterior line, in order to be timeless. Timeless for us is another important word.
That makes sense. Yeah, you don't want anything to look like it's stuck in a particular era. It's one thing if you're designing something purposely to look very classic, for example, like from 100 years ago. But otherwise, I think it definitely makes sense for something to be.
Yeah, let's say we are in 2023. We are starting to design something now that maybe will be ready in 26 or 27. And the yacht will be sold again in 2030 or 2031. So the yacht still had to be good looking. I still had to keep, let's say, something that had to be elegant because we trust that an elegant line, again, working mostly with the pencil, with the eraser than with the pencil. Something that is quite important for us.
Right, right. Absolutely. Now, when you're working with your clients, these are primarily fully custom yachts. So everything down to the smallest detail is being tailored to them and their lifestyle and their preferences. How does your philosophy tie into that? I know you're saying you take everything into consideration, which obviously is important, but when you're working with them, are they conscious of all of that? Are they thinking in terms of how the exterior and the interior are going together? Do they even have a really set vision of what they want? Or is it more of a almost like a feeling that they want to convey? And then you work with them to get down to the bottom of what that actually means.
Let's say that, first of all, I had to confirm something that should be normal, but it's important to say that every client is different, even if you can find something in common. But as you say, you are right, let's say, best part of our project are full custom projects. Just to tell you something, we have 16 yachts in built at the moment, and 14 are full custom projects. So let's say that another complex role of the designer is had to be also a sort of psychologist in order to understand the person that you have in front, because you are talking with millionaires or billionaires sometime. So, but you are not a yes man. You have to understand really their way of living and making the right way as much question as possible. So the hardest one, I can say in a good sense, of course, is the client that is doing his first custom yacht, because he doesn't have idea about, let's say, how many choose he can confirm, he can decide by himself. So we try to guide means starting in different part of the process. So first of all, you know, starting with the mood board. So what kind of color and material combination you like? And maybe you show something, I don't know, in blue and green, they say yes. And then you show something in white and black and they say yes as well. So, because it's normal at the beginning, we understand that it's a normal process at the beginning. So we try to be more precise and asking them to show with us picture of their life. What kind of car you usually drive? What about the interior of your flat in New York or your villa in Saint-Tropez? What about your favorite hotel or something like that. It's information that we try to analyze, to put together in order to create a sort of color palette just done for themselves. After that, we start with investigate about how you live, how you think you will live your vessel, your yacht, with friends, with the family. Family means could be just the wife or a lot of kids. Kids could be teenager or with their own family as well. So this information are very important for all, also if you want to make charter or not. Your relationship with the crew between European American customer is a bit different between the relationship with the crew as well. So this all this sort of information, we try to collect everything to understanding and with our own experience to try to make something really custom for their things. In a saloon, for example, you can have two sofas facing each other when everybody want to stay together, or maybe four small sofa because, I don't know, the teenager want to stay with the iPad, the husband want to watch the football match, or the wife is reading, but you're still in the same area. You're still in the same places, and understanding this information is absolutely important. And more, of course, this is done for the entire vessel, you realize that you are in the right way when you make the first rendering presentation. Because at the end, you know, choosing a material not always is so simple for somebody that is not into the architecture or into the design and understanding how this material then we're going to match with the other one that you've chosen. So having a look to something that you have decided, that we have decided together, is very important. So this is, let's say, an important part of the project. Regarding exterior, instead, they let you do something more, we can say. So in the interior, they try to put their taste a bit more, in my opinion. On the exterior, usually they show you what they like or what they don't like. And then maybe if the client choose Hot Lab, maybe they start to recognize about the Hot Lab style. So this is fine for us, and they are proud to having one day an Hot Lab yacht. So in that case, we go a bit more smooth, a bit more faster, we can say, as well. But of course, always asking them their opinion, even about, we go back to the architecture for Voyager motto, we can say. A beautiful exterior line, had to be also very practical. So we know the importance of a flying bridge. We know the importance of a space on the stern, how much you want to be closer to the sea or how much you want to have your own privacy. Your own privacy sometimes means even not having a walk around close to your master cabin and so on. So putting all together this information during the first step of the first steps of the project, we are, yes, let's say, able to create the perfect custom boat for them.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Now, I realize this may be a difficult question to answer, but I'm still going to ask it to you.
That's right.
In thinking about how you work with owners, in thinking about all the conversations that you have with owners throughout the years, not just owners today, if you were to use just one word to describe what ultimately they want, what word would that be?
Mm-hmm. I think that one word, I don't know, maybe could be family, but maybe could be even relax, I think. Relax because even, let's say, yacht owner that are not into the family or doesn't stay all the time with the family, they choose their yacht, they choose to have a yacht just for as a sort of private island. So to having, let's say, something that is different of the normal routine, of the normal work, and to be in their comfort zone when they can stay in shorts, in a t-shirt all the time, not thinking to wearing, let's say, a suit, and having the network, having the proper relax, let's say, and the good time with their family or with their friends without any sort of interference. Even when you go in a beautiful hotel, in a beautiful restaurant, at the end, in a way or another, you are dressed up in a way, or you yourself are still acting, let's say, in a way. But when you are yourself with the people so close to you, again, family or best friends on board of your private island, so on board of your yachts, this is the maximum of the holiday, the maximum experience. And again, when the crew know so well yourself and your family, is the absolutely, in my opinion, is the best holiday as possible, because they know how to treat you, they know if you like or not to be disturbed by them, or if you like or not to be to socialize with them. So again, so the relax, the real relax, I think that this yacht owner, this lucky yacht owner, are able to find, just in my opinion, on board of their own yachts.
Very good. Very good. And then just one last question for you. What would you say is what you enjoy the most about what you do?
I think there are a couple of moments that for me is important. First of all, it's very exciting at the beginning because you are knowing, you are, let's say, knowing each other with the client that you have in front. So it's very exciting starting to put a lot of ideas, making brainstorming with the clients, try to arrive to futuristic idea and some with some compromise at the end, you know, to be realistic. So this is, it is a very exciting process. And you see in the eyes of the yacht owner how much they enjoy this process. So maybe coming to our office, choosing material, choosing furniture, and taking care about having a look of the 3D with the virtual reality and so on. This is a very exciting process. Then start a part of the construction in which is mostly the designer. It is talking with them. It's talking day by day or week by week with the shipyard. So the yard, the owner is a bit less involved. But when again you start to having, first of all, the mock-up, for example, one cabin, but especially the launch of the vessel with best part of the interior done, and you are able to walk into your creation together with the owner, you about their faces. So you, immediately you understand if you've done a good job or not. And this is quite exciting. This is quite exciting. And last or not, and not least, of course, is the final presentation. So when you are able to present a yacht in a, during a yacht show, or even during taking care about doing a photo shooting, when you are on board, adjusting, I don't know, the books on the bookshelves or the flowers on the table, and then you maybe sometimes you have 5 minutes to have a look again of the previous rendering that you have created with your team 2-3 years ago. And this is very exciting. Yeah, it's very exciting.
Yeah. And I personally, it would be a very big exercise in patience for me. I'm an immediate gratification kind of person, but I tip my hat to people like you for having that ability to really know the process is working, trust the process is working, and know the vision is going to work out. And obviously be very, very proud at the end of the day when you're adjusting the books and adjusting the flowers and taking everything in and comparing it to that original
rendering. I have to say speaking, I'm very lucky to having, let's say, a great partner and a super team, a fantastic team, let's say. In our club, let's say, all the people, all the guys that are in our team, are there some people from 15 years or the last one arriving is already from 3 years. So let's say are keen to Hot Club. They love to stay there. They love to grow up together with us. And again, my partner Enrico is very good in managing the team and of course in creating beautiful designs. So I'm mostly into the connection with the clients and all this part of the aspect. I'm an architect as well, as I told you, but let's say I'm mostly into this, but let's say this is the good combination. So also even for this reason, maybe we can, let's say, both able to support our clients in the best way as possible.
Right, right. Excellent. Well, Antonio, it's been great speaking with you today and hearing more about the design process and especially the philosophy behind architecture for voyagers. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Diane. It was a real pleasure. Thank you so much for everybody for listening.
Everyone, to learn more about Antonio and the rest of the design team at Hot Lab, you can visit their website, which is hotlab.it. Sorry. Until next time, I'm Diane Byrne.
That wraps up this episode of Mega Yacht News Radio. Thanks for listening. If you like what you hear, please share the word on social media. And subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Audible, iHeartRadio, or Spotify. And, of course, to learn more about what's going on in the world of large yacht cruising, new construction, and design, check out our daily updated website, the award-winning MegaYachtNews.com.